got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773 or 53 Jesse, something like that. And if you're out and about and you are 888-77-JESSE. And if you're out and about and running around and you're podcasting the show, but you like to listen while you're running around anywhere in the world, you can by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. My biblical question. Christ said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What does that mean? I and my Father are one. What does that mean? Amazing. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Manhood Hour is coming up. I have some breaking news, but I have to go out back out into the office and get it for you. I thought it was going to be on my screen here, but I don't have it. I do want why they're getting it to me right now. And while they're working on that, I want you to know that our battle, your battle, my battle, everybody's battle, it's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. It is spiritual. It's not physical. And until you start working on yourself, you will not know that. The breaking news right now is, according to ABC News, there was a mass shooting in Maryland last night, apparently. One dead, nine wounded, and vehicle in flame. One dead, nine wounded, and vehicle in flame. That's from our ABC. This happened last night while some of you were sleeping. A shooting in Baltimore County, Maryland, Tuesday, left one person dead and nine others wounded, and a vehicle engulfed in flame, police said. Is that from ABC? ABC. Amazing. And you know what? It's going to get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet because this is hell on earth inside of human beings. We have a soundbite for it. That's what you're showing me?
No, I'm just showing the image of the overturned vehicle that ABC is showing here.
Oh, okay.
There probably is sound to this clip. I just don't know what it's saying if you wanted to listen to it.
Oh, there's soundbite to it?
Most likely. I just never watched. I just pulled it up on YouTube, so we'd be watching this blind together.
And it's from
ABC 7.
From the shooting last night?
Correct.
Okay.
Breaking news tonight out of Maryland. One person is dead, several others wounded in a shooting in Baltimore County. Police called to the scene after reports of multiple gunshots. They discovered a car on fire. 9 people injured. They were taken to the hospital with their injuries. Police say it appears this was intentional, and the people involved knew each other. They're still trying to figure out all of what happened. Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC 7 content.
That's ABC.
Amazing. Yep. That's amazing. Also, I had planned to get this story to you yesterday, but time did not permit it. Some of you may be aware of this. And I want to tell you before I put this story out there for you, what I'm about to show you now is every human being. Every human being. There's not one. Except for those men and women who are now working on themselves, truly working on themselves, not just read the Bible and quote scripture working on. People who read the Bible and quote scripture are not working on themselves. You can mark my word for that. But those who truly are working on themselves from within, you are overcoming this. Other than that, this is every human being. And though this is concerning the government, you got to realize that people who work in government are still people. They are still evil human beings. And they play the same game on themselves and on others. It's just that with the government being in media and all that, you're seeing the big picture. But the same thing is in you and everyone, because the battle is a spiritual battle. And this is how human beings treat one another until you start to work on yourself to overcome that anger. Look at what's happening last night in Baltimore there. You still love your anger? You still believe anger is good? You still believe that anger is from God? You still want to hold on your anger? You want to manage your anger? Can you be that in a dumber than that? You can't manage anger. That's dumb. A dumb idea, a dumb plan. Anger is a spirit, an evil, dark, nasty, wicked spirit. How can you manage that? No, you make sense. But you listen to the experts, those phony people with degrees, they tell you, oh, you can manage anger. Anger is good. Anger is, they lied to you. And the preacher tell you, anger is good. Jesus was angry. And they lied to you, supporting evil. And you believe it. Because you won't work on you to see what's going on inside of you. What I'm about to show you is every human being, except for those who are truly working on themselves now to overcome the fallen state. To overcome the anger of the heart. The evil of the heart. So some of you know that when Donald Trump was first in office as the president, he was building a wall around the border. He had purchased all the materials and all of that good stuff, and the wall was going up. Oh, the wall was going up. And then his time ran out, so he didn't get a chance to finish the wall. And as a result, the material just laid there on the ground. It just stayed there. And the people, the contractor who were working on the wall, And when Joe Biden became president, the first thing he did was stop the building of the wall. Even though the people had contracts, they were getting paid, he paid them off, according to the report, and stopped the building of the wall. And the material has been laying there ever since, according to the report. And now that the Great White Hope is back, he's back, and the wall is going up, Joe Biden is trying to sell off the materials before Trump get in there, which means that Trump is now going to have to buy brand new material, which will cost more and everything to the taxpayers. But Joe Biden and his administration can care 2 cents about that. They want to get back at Trump. And I'm not sure if Joe Biden knows about this. It's whomever's running the government right now. It doesn't appear that Joe Biden is running the government, the administration now. But whomever it is, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Barack Obama. I could be wrong about that and all the little female that weren't with him. But whomever it is, they are evil. They know that the President Trump is going to build the wall. We already have the equipment laying right there on the border, ready to be put up. And according to the report, this administration, the Democrats are selling the stuff to get back at Trump and to let in the illegal aliens to make your life miserable and hope that they might get a vote or get money or something. It's about the money, too. Follow the money trail. New York Post is reporting the Biden administration is reportedly spending its final week quickly clearing away unused southern border wall materials to put up for auction. Isn't it like revenge? Isn't that like jealousy? Don't you see this happening in your life? Your husband or your wife or your family members or your friends will do little things that they're hoping will hurt you to get back at you. It's in every evil heart. And anyone that has anger is evil, and they do malicious things, not only to themselves, because what you do to others, you're doing it to you, but you do malicious things to other human beings to get a thrill and to get a false sense of life. You feel good when you hurt others. Well, you call it feeling good. You call it life, but it's really death. This is from Fox News. Here is the more information on the Biden administration effort to auction off border materials. What's this?
Good morning, Bill. You know, this has been a debacle from the very beginning when President Biden stopped construction of the border wall on his first day in office, abandoning millions of tons of steel. So where is it now? Well, huge sections we found yesterday being trucked away from the border, being sold as scrap for pennies on the dollar, even though President Biden knows the incoming administration wants this material, he is selling it. Hundreds of tons of state-of-the-art finished steel wall for almost nothing at auction sites like this one near Tucson, meaning taxpayers will likely pay twice for the same stuff. Now, the Biden team already sold most of an estimated $350 million worth of lights, wires, and these expensive steel bollards. According to the government auction site that they're using now, Biden is taking bids starting around $5 for each 40,000-pound lot of finished steel.
Think about that. This is your government doing this out of revenge of the heart. Just think about that. They know this material is already paid for. They stopped the building of the wall the first day Biden was went into president work. And it just sat there. And then they started selling it off. They stopped it. Now they're trying to sell it off because the President Trump going to put the wall up. And the material belongs to us. It doesn't even belong to Biden or the Democratic Party. It belongs to us. Our money, taxpayer money paid for that. Now we got to pay more for the same thing. $5 they're selling it all for a piece. Is that petty? Have you noticed the pettiness in your own life? Aren't you like a petty person with things? Men and women. You're like petty. It's the same thing in government. The same people that run the government are you. Because you elected them, people get where the type of government they elect, right? Just think about that. They're doing this, and we know about it, and they don't care. The same way they ran the government for the last 4 years, doing what they wanted to do, and they didn't care what we wanted, even though they were hired by the people to work for them. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing story. But that's human nature. And I've said over and over and over again, there's no good in human beings. Human beings are only evil with no good. Look around you. Look in your own personal life. Nothing but evil. Except for those who started to work on themselves now. That is an amazing story. It's like during a breakup, your wife knows that you want your stuff. And she either throw it out the window or she go sell it for a dollar. Especially the things that are important to you. Or she'll take your children away from you and make it difficult for you to see them. Human beings are evil. And when you can see it in yourself, you're going to clearly see it in others, and you will have understanding. And understanding will protect you from evil. Above all, get an understanding. Well, according to the New York Post, President Donald Trump, elect Donald Trump, demanded Monday that President Biden stop his administration from selling off portion of the southern border wall. Watch this from Fox News.
Now, we're going to go. I spoke with the Attorney General of Texas. I spoke to the senators of Texas. I spoke to a lot of people, and hopefully they'll be able to stop. We're going to be, having a restraining order. But just think about how ridiculous it is. And this is just people that don't want this country to succeed. And this has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. This has to do with common sense. We won on common sense, and this is maybe one of the most egregious examples I've seen. So I'm asking today Joe Biden to please stop selling the wall. We're going to use that to create a strong barrier, and it worked. That's why our numbers were so good. It really worked, and it worked well, and it's very expensive to do, and I'm asking Joe Biden to stop his people from giving it away. It's something that people can't even believe is happening, so hopefully Joe will be able to stop it.
Amazing, huh? I don't even know if Joe Biden knows it's happening. Maybe his wife would tell him, hey, Joe, tell the people to stop selling the wall. Amazing, huh? But this is what human beings do to one another. This is what angry hearts do. This is why relationships don't work, marriages don't work, raising children don't work, friendships and familyships don't work, because the heart is evil and you're petty. You do crazy things because Satan is your God, and Satan tell you to do it, and you do it. And you think that you said you told yourself to do it. This is insane. Just think about that. The wall is paid for. It should have already been finished because Trump started it. They have 4 years under the Biden administration to finish the wall. They did nothing. Matter of fact, they stopped it the first day in office. Why? Why not put America first? So Trump is telling Biden, hey, stop. Don't sell the wall. I'm still using it. It's already paid for. And also Trump, while speaking to Biden about, or speaking about this, encouraging Biden to stop it, Trump addressed the unions as well, because a lot of union workers don't want to go back to work. And so this is from Fox. Trump speaks to the union workers about, if you don't go back to work, here's what's going to happen to you. Daddy's home, folks. Daddy is home. Watch this.
One of the things I'd like to ask the Biden administration, as you probably heard, there are two events that took place. We're talking about a friendly takeover, a friendly transition, as they like to say. This is a friendly transition, and it is. But there are two events that took place that I think are very terrible. One is that if people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed. And somebody in the Biden administration gave a 5-year waiver of that, so that for 5 years, people don't have to come back into the office. It involved 49,000 people. For 5 years, they don't have to go. They just signed this thing. It's ridiculous. So it was like a gift to a union, and we're going to obviously be in court to stop it.
Amazing. My country is no longer tears of thee. I never imagined growing up in America that there were other people in America that would fight against freedom, that would fight against America, that would try to desperately turn America into a socialist society. I never imagined that one day in America that there would be something called DEI, or affirmative action, or reparations, or DEI, that says you don't even have to be qualified anymore. You don't have to be your best. The best man is not the one that gets the job. It's the worst one that gets the job. The one that doesn't know what they're doing are the ones that get the job in America. And America will become and is becoming an asshole nation, because Americans want it that way, in order to control the people, because that's what it's all about. This is not the America I grew up in. America at one time was great, was amazing. And now that even the union, according to that report, is telling the workers, you can stay home for the next 5 years or so, something like that, and we're going to pass a law to make sure you can do it. And because the people are lazy, they think it's a deal. They think it's a good deal because they're lazy now. Ever since the Chinese virus happened, people don't want to go back to work. I know other companies where the employees do not want to go back to work, and the company is fighting them on going back to work. Just fire them. There are people out there who work, so just fire them. And it sounds like that's what the Great White Hope will do if you don't get back to work. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I hope that you will start to look at yourself and see what's going on with you, so you can understand what's happening around you, inside of others, before it's too late for you. Before it's too late for you. There is a hell and there is a heaven. And this hell worked through human beings, lives in human beings, worked through human beings. And so does heaven once you get rid of the hell. Because heaven and hell don't match. heaven and hell has nothing in common. Did you know that hell has no relationship with truth, with God at all? Zero. And they can't get nothing from God. No love, no words, no nothing. They have nothing in common. Have you noticed that you have nothing in common with God? You read the Bible, you quote scriptures, you go to church, you lift up holy hands, you pay tithes and offerings, you get on your knees and beg the Lord, you pray for others, you accept Jesus, and yet you have nothing in common with God. You pray and your prayers are not answered. Once in a while, Satan will throw something in there for you. You pray for a car, you pray for some money or something. Satan will throw it in to make you think it's from God. But you have nothing to do with God. And he has nothing to do with you. Satan is your God. You don't realize it, but that's what's going on. That's why you're still miserable. Sons and daughters of God are not unhappy people. They're not miserable people. They're not looking for love. They're not hating their fellow man. They're a woman, meaning woman too. They're not judging one another. They long for nothing. They want for nothing. True sons and daughters of God. But those who say they are sons and daughters of God, and they have all suicidal thoughts and loneliness and depression and anxiety and fear and desperation and jealousy and envy and strife, you're not sons and daughters of God. You're sons and daughters of Satan. And you call Satan Jesus. Well, the devil, which is your God until you forgive and born again, he had nothing, and his little demon had, they've been cut off from God. Think about that, being cut off from the light. I said once that Satan doesn't even know that he's Satan. He doesn't know he's the devil. Have you noticed that in your father's state of anger, you don't know that you're the devil? You don't know that you're evil? You think you're good. And someone tell you, you're angry. No, I'm not. Or you justify the anger. You're just like the devil. You don't know you're the devil. In your state of anger, you don't know you're the devil. Satan doesn't know he's the devil. Human beings who have anger don't know that they're the devil, that they have made an agreement with evil. You do what you want. But you could be free. You could be whole. You could be one instead of divided. You don't have to live a divided life. That's a miserable, hard way of living. Your way should be easy. Your burden should be light. Your way should be easy. If your way is not easy and your burdens are not light, Satan is your God. Whether you like it or not, admit it or not, you want to be whole for those that want to be whole. Most people love the misery. They don't want to be whole. 888-7753-773. I'm blown away with this border wall situation. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Amazing. Did you know that human beings are evil and they love their misery? They love it. They love inflicting pain on themselves and others, and they get a joy from it. Well, you don't have to be that way anymore. It's up to you. Merry Christmas. Bond holiday sale is still on. So run, run, hurry, hurry, rush. Rush and get your 15% off on all merch for this month. All merch. T-shirts, mugs, hats, books. I will sign the books. And everything. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. And my books are amazing. They are amazing. And listen, Women's Forum, tomorrow night. Wow. Man, this come fast. I'm looking normally to have a wait and see, but I'm pretty excited about this last meeting for this year. Because the women of Bond, near and far, have been on fire this year. And then those women who have stuck with it, they're right at the edge of walking on water. They are about to go out in the boat with Jesus, and Jesus is going to have a little talk with them. Just a little talk with Jesus, feel my soul. And then Jesus is going to take a nap. Because he gets tired sometimes, too. Even Jesus need a nap. And when Jesus go to sleep and the storm come, situations, the women not going to bother waking up Jesus. They're going to tell the situation to be still, to settle down. They won't be in fear like those men were. Jesus, Jesus, wake up, wake up. A storm is coming, the water, the wave awaiting. So tomorrow night, 7 p.m., December 19th, the Women's Forum. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/event. And don't forget, this is the time for giving. Give back to Bond so we can help others as you've been helped. Help us to help others. Tax deductible and everything. Go and make your donation. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And you can mail it in. Make it out. Check a money order out to Bond. And send it to P.O. Box 35090. L.A., California, 90035, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 1-800-875-3535. Amazing. I want to go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hold up, Justin. Let me put on my Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
All right, how you doing today?
Amazing. Merry Christmas.
All right. I just want to comment on what you were saying about that border wall, and then I got a question for you.
All right.
That border wall, you know that border wall is an evil wall. That's an evil wall to keep people out. You know, I'm not saying you got to judge them about it first. You can't judge a book by its cover. And that's something that you tend to do from time and time again. You judge us, you judge Black Lives Matter, you judge everybody. And then you give your praise to the great white hope, which is not, and I'm going to say this is not about Donald Trump. And then again, I will comment on that.
Okay, hold that thought.
Let me respond to the wall.
Hold on. I want to respond to the border wall, and then I'll let you go on.
All right.
You said that the border wall is evil. What is evil in building a wall to keep the people from breaking the law, our enemies from coming into our country? What is evil about that?
Everybody breaks the wall, right?
Break the wall?
Even, hold on, wait. Let me say something.
You're not answering my question. What is evil?
Hold on, wait. I'm going to throw something at you.
Answer my question first.
Okay.
What is evil about protecting the American citizen from our enemies from around the world who want to come into our country illegally? They want to break the law and come in. What's evil about stopping that?
Our laws are being broken every day by the American people.
No, I'm asking you, what is evil about that?
Because you said that people are coming in breaking the laws.
Is that true?
The laws are being broken by the people within.
Is that true or not?
What do you mean?
Isn't it true?
The laws are being broken by the people within. I'm talking about the American people.
Ryan, let's deal with one thing at a time. Is it true that...
I just answered your question.
I didn't ask you about the
American people. The laws are being broken by the people within.
No, we're talking about the ones that are breaking the laws coming into the country illegally. What is evil about stopping that?
I don't know about it, but I just know what's happening inside the American. What's happening inside. Now, what you call coming in illegally? Who's here illegally?
And you don't know that people around the world are coming in illegally?
No, I don't know it. And I don't care. Really, I don't care.
Do you live in America?
I do.
How is it that you don't know that people are coming into our country illegally, and they're bringing in drugs and crime, and they're coming by the numbers? How is it that you don't know
about...
What
do you mean, drugs and crime? What you talking about?
Drugs and crime by whom? So you're not aware...
All I'm hearing about is crime is within the American people. That's it.
So you don't know... You really are not aware that the borders are wide open, and for 4 years, we've been overwhelmed by illegal aliens from
around... How can I know that?
What?
How can I know that? That was what I was saying. How can I know personally?
Let me know that. You haven't seen that in the media anywhere?
The media lies sometimes.
I can't believe
the media all the damn time. I'm on the phone.
And so you believe that the media have been lying to you about all these people coming into our country?
I don't know.
You know, do you believe it?
I don't know, because I work all the time. I don't know.
So you really don't know that illegal aliens are coming into America?
Do they still put out the National Enquirer?
What?
Do they still put out the National Enquirer? That whole magazine was built on lies.
You just lost me. I don't know what you said.
I say I said that National Enquirer was built on lies.
Oh, the National Enquirer.
You can't believe everything you hear.
Are you black? Are you black?
What?
Are you black?
Why does that even matter? I'm a human being.
Are you a black human being?
I'm a human being.
Are you black?
I'm a human being.
Are you black? I'm black on the outside, white on the inside.
Are you black?
I'm black on the outside, white on the
inside. Why does it matter?
Because maybe that's why you don't know that illegal aliens coming into the country. Because black.
Hold on, wait.
Not all.
Did you graduate high school? Did you make it all the way through high school?
Ryan.
So how would you know?
Ryan. If you're black, I can understand because blacks don't tend to pay attention to real things.
How would you know? And why does it matter?
Why does what matter?
Yes, I am. I'm refusing to answer that question for you.
Oh.
Because it doesn't matter.
It matters on the intellect.
That's it. What we all possess.
But it would.
It matters on that.
Right. It would make sense why you don't know.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Hold on, wait. I'm about to answer your question.
Go ahead.
I'm about to answer your question. I'm about to sum it all up. I am a hardworking, get everything on my own, black man. I get everything on my own. Nobody got nothing for me at all. Everything I possess right now, everything I work for it, proudly work for it.
And how were you, How were you able to do that in America? I thought that black people couldn't do it on their own. How were you able to do it?
Because I work for it.
But I work for it. But I hear all the time that black people are not able.
I work for it. See that statistic?
Why is it that the white man didn't hold you?
See that statistic you put out?
Why is it that the white man didn't hold you back?
Why would the white man hold me back? But I didn't let him.
I'm sorry?
I didn't let him.
Why can't all the blacks do that?
I don't know. I only can speak for myself. I don't know.
But what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
No,
You're a macadamia nut?
What?
You're a macadamia I'm just saying, I only can speak for myself.
But why don't you let the other blacks know that they can make it too if they
try? What do you mean? Hold on, wait. Like I said, I think to myself. I know what myself can do. What myself can do and what myself has accomplished, that's it. What these other people are doing, it's their damn business.
Are you for affirmative action? Do you support affirmative action?
Hell yeah, I do. Hell yeah.
But if you're a self-made person, why would you support affirmative action?
Because like I say, it goes like this. It takes a nation to build up a village.
What?
What did you say? It takes a nation to build a village.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It does. No, it makes plenty of sense.
No, it doesn't.
I can't do it on my own.
I thought you said you did on your own.
What are you going to do for you? Nothing.
He is. Want me to tell you?
No, he's not.
May I tell you what he's going to
do? All you're going to do is turn you around,
bring
your old man, and give the kick in the butt. That's all you're going to do.
May I tell you what he's going to do?
Ryan? What, man? What, dude? What white boy?
How old are you, man?
What? How old are you?
Bye, Ryan.
How old are you?
Amazing. Hey, I ain't got time to play all like that. Let's keep the conversation flowing. That was pretty good off and on. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, man. You got one more week till Santa Claus coming down the chimney, right?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. So were you naughty or nice this year?
Neither.
You're neither naughty or nice?
Yeah, neither one.
And how did you avoid that?
Because I have no identity.
Oh, Lord. One of those. Oh, man. Well, Merry Christmas, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. I was calling to answer the biblical question, man.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
It means that he perfected the art of dealing with the demon that was in him, and he didn't react to it or call it right or wrong, and it couldn't control him because of that. And that's exactly how it applies to my life as well.
Repeat that for me. I'm sorry.
I said he mastered the task of dealing with the demon that was in him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what did you say that apply to your life too? You said something like that.
Yeah, that is exactly what's going on in my life as well, and that's my top priority is to just watch this demon in me and don't call it right or wrong.
Amazing. Interesting, Josh. And I really, really want to respond. I'm like, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I want to respond, but I got to hold it until all Sunday. Right. But very, very interesting. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. No problem, man.
And we appreciate you, man.
No, right back at you, man. It's y'all changed my life, so, you know, it's.
Well, thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, man.
All right. We'll talk. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, man.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Curtis out of Georgia. Curtis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man? Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas to you.
I got a question for you, Jesse. I think I called you about 2 years ago. And the question is, do you see anything that the white people are doing wrong?
Yep, I do.
What is that?
They are allowing the blacks and so-called people of color destroy their country. And they are afraid to speak up to these people and tell them how to eat the cabbage. And as a result of that, we're losing America because the whites have fear.
That's what it is. You think that's what it is?
Yeah, it is fear.
You know,
what do you say about that?
Let me tell you, I don't think that's true at all, Jesse. I think you're hurting the whites more than you're helping them.
Why?
Because I look down there in Philadelphia. And all these white people's on drugs and everything. And I looked on news the other day, and a white kid went in there in 13 in some kind of Christian school and shot the teacher and also shot a little young kid.
It was reported that the girl that did this at the Christian school you talk about?
Right.
Right.
So you never complain about them, and I think you're hurting them. You know, I don't think you like them like you say you like them, but because if you love them, you'll tell them the truth.
But what is not true about them?
Let me get finished saying what I'm going to say.
All right.
If you love them, you'll preach to them just like you preach to the blacks so they can get right because you're hurting them because you're thinking they're great. good when they really not. Not all, not like you say, not all, but most.
When did I say that they were good? When did I say that?
I'm saying that I think you think they're good because you never.
But that's not fair. That's not fair for you to think that that's what I'm thinking when you hear what I'm saying.
Well, the conversation that you give, that's.
And you know that all thoughts are all lies all the time.
But you always criticize the black, but you never criticize the white.
You never hear me say that the whites have fear, and as a result, we're losing the country.
Yeah, yeah, and then it go back to the blacks. You think the blacks taking over?
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think DEI is all about?
I don't know nothing about DDI. What is DDI?
DEI. It's reparation for the blacks.
Well, white folk get reparation too, Jesse.
That doesn't make it
and,
right.
Also, you big, Jesse. You talking about black people big. You big too, Jesse, because you talking about donate this and donate that.
Do you
need help.
Do you donate to Bar?
Do I donate to Bar?
Uh-huh.
No.
Why
I
not?
Donate to the homeless people. I donate to
why
the
you don't
people
donate to Bar? Why you don't help us to help others?
Well, see, why you think it's bad for white people, other people to help black people? You say you always telling them that
because
they
the black people,
the black people
want it without having.
You're doing the same thing the black Curtis, people is doing.
Curtis,
you begging.
Curtis, the mm-hmm. blacks want yep. it without having to earn it.
Well, you want it without earning.
Oh, you don't see me here working every day.
Well, the black people be working too.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Why not?
Because they're lazy. And
you
the white
black, you lazy.
And the white people won't make them work. Why do you donate to the homeless?
Why do I donate to the homeless?
Yeah.
I don't donate to when I see the homeless people out. I don't give my money to churches because I think the preachers is crooks. I think if you're going to preach.
Why do you donate to the homeless?
I don't donate to the homeless. When I see them out and I see somebody need something to eat, I give them money to get something.
And
to
why
eat.
Do
don't
you
get
do
no
that?
Don't get no look.
Why do you do that?
Because they need help, just like you say you need help.
But they're on the street. You're hurting them by letting them be in a bum on the street, and you drive by. And you give them money. All you're doing is keeping them on the street. They're not going to get up and work.
Some of them do.
You get a good feeling from it, but it's hurting them.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you
I
do.
Don't. I don't get it. I don't do it for that.
Yes, you do.
I don't do it for that. Well,
you're not helping them.
So what you saying, Jesse, if you see somebody hungry and ain't had nothing to eat, you wouldn't give them nothing at all?
No.
Wow. That's sad.
Why is that
sad?
Why?
Because you see a homeless person, they ain't got nothing at all to eat. You wouldn't give them nothing to eat, but you want somebody to donate to your bun. Come on, man.
You don't see the difference in that, right?
No, I don't.
Oh,
you don't either.
Curtis, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Call me again. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your super chats and your phone calls. Back in a moment. Thank you, Curtis. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. The Honda, Nissan, and maybe Mitsubishi going to merge, maybe? Struggling car companies just trying to make it. Merging together, one buying another out. Wisconsin, a little school shooting update, and an update on that CEO, Brian Thompson, his murder. It is a first-degree murder, charged as a first-degree murder by that black DA, Alvin Bragg. I was prematurely was questioning why it was only second-degree murder, but it is first-degree murder and terrorism, allegedly. Wow, interesting. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2024 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold to get on air with JLP. But first, Hake News, Not Fake News. You can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News, actually, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Kami and Nonsense Network, CNN reports Honda and Nissan discussing a possible merger, potentially bringing together two Japanese automakers. Titans, automaking titans, huge behemoth companies that have recently fallen on hard times in the world. Mitsubishi also appears to be part of the preliminary talks. None of the automakers have discussed details about how the venture could take shape. Very interesting. Wisconsin school shooting. Hundreds gathered outside the Wisconsin state capitol. That's in Madison, Wisconsin. On Tuesday night, last night, supposedly to remember the victims of Monday's shooting at a Madison, Wisconsin private school, a Christian school. The incident at Abundant Life Christian School, little school, left one teacher and a student dead and wounded six others. Investigators still trying to determine how and why that 15-year-old female student opened fire on her peers and teachers. Police talking to students to determine if bullying was one of the factors. Investigators looking through the online presence of the alleged murderer, who's now gone to, she killed herself too, allegedly, they report, to learn any new information. You heard on American Anchor Baby a purported, perhaps, manifesto thing, and there was another one that was probably fake, they're thinking. I'm not sure, or Nick is thinking maybe. But catch American Anchor Baby, by the way. Court records obtained by the Washington Compost also show that the young lady who allegedly did this shooting, using the term perhaps loosely, ladies don't shoot people unjustly, had a turbulent home life, hated her parents, and she had been enrolled in therapy. Therapy. Christians don't go to therapy. The mayor of Madison said it's too early to comment on whether the parents of the shooter will face charges. If Joelle Friday were in charge, you know where those parents would be, in the slammer behind bars. Shout out. I don't know if Joelle Friday has a position on this particular case yet. I wonder if the mayor of Madison is a liberal. Don't know. I heard that the black police chief, seemingly black, light-skinned police chief, seems like a liberal. Seems like a liberal. Anyway, United Healthcare CEO update, that shooting. He died, you know. He got shot in the back. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the shooting of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, say his name, was indicted in New York Tuesday. For murder as an act of terrorism. An unsealed 11-count indictment charged Mangione with one count of murder in the first degree and two of murder in the second degree, all of the same person. Crazy, huh? I wonder why they pile on charges like that. In the fatal shooting on December 4th, along with other weapon and forgery charges, at a news conference announcing the charges, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, he's that fatter black guy with the goatee and glasses. At a news conference announcing the charges, Bragg and other top law enforcement officials said Mangione intended to evoke terror with the killing. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, it's a doozy. It's like, Mamma Mia, hola, all wrapped up in one. The biblical question, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What did that mean? When he said that, what did he mean by that? I am my Father. He didn't say me and somebody. He didn't say me and me are one. He didn't say I and I are one. He said I and my Father. He didn't say I and I and I one. Me and I. Me and me and me one. What did he mean by that? And if you're out and about, you can podcast the shows, but you can be listening live no matter where you are and what you're doing around the world. And for the flat earthers, up and down the world. And don't worry, when you're walking up and down the earth, be careful, you may fall off. But if you're around the world, don't worry, ain't no way. Isn't that amazing? But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. No matter what you're doing, a DEI person or whatever, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate... And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Before I go back to the phones and your super chats, did you know my dream team, right? If you're not, you may be new. And my dream team, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, Netanyahu, and Putin. My dream team, the dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Isn't that amazing? All three of those guys can be president forever. We don't even need to vote anymore, look anymore, or anything. Just let them be president. And America will be great forever and always. So I hear, talking about the dream team, while y'all out fighting, these three men are taking care of business. Daddy is home. Your dad is home. Dad is home to stay. Daddy is home. from what I'm hearing, Putin, according to Newsweek, the Russian Ministry of Health has announced that it has developed a vaccine against cancer that will be distributed to Russian patients for free from early 2025. Free vaccine for cancer. The dream team. Oh, the wall going up. Oh, Allah U'Abba is going to end the war. And the vaccine will be free. Watch this.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing story. In fact, we got a little more info out of Russia. This is from Daily Mail. Russia's health ministry claims it has developed a vaccine against cancer that will be rolled out to patients for free. Andrei Kaprin, who heads the Radiology Medical Research Center of the Ministry of Health, said the shot will launch in early 2025, according to state-run media. The vaccine will apparently be used to treat cancer patients rather than being given to the general public to prevent tumors from forming in the first place. So you got to have the cancer, and then you'll get it treated as opposed to preventing it. There's more on this. Previous comments by Russian government scientists suggest each shot is personalized for the individual patient, which is similar to cancer vaccines being developed in the West. I've heard of this. The technology is developing. It is currently not clear which cancers the vaccine is designed to treat, how effective it is, or how Russia plans to roll it out. The name of the vaccine hasn't been revealed, but personalized cancer vaccines are designed to teach the immune system how to recognize and attack proteins specific to that patient's cancer. And to do this, vaccines use genetic material called RNA from a patient's own tumor.
The dream team. Donald Trump. Netanyahu. And Putin. That's all we need to run the world. Amazing, huh? We'll see what happened with that. We will see what happens with it. But it is an amazing idea. And we'll see. Have a wait and see attitude. Amazing. What a spiritual battle. Let me go to Wolf, a first-time caller out of Brooklyn, New York. Wolf, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
How you doing today, man? Thank you.
All is well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about, because like right now with me, it's like...
Speak up a little bit more into your phone. Stay with your phone.
You can hear me now?
I can, yes.
All right. My question is, how do you get over the trauma that your mother put you through?
You get over it by forgiving her. When you realize, you get to know yourself and you pay attention and you see that something else is driving you. The anger, the thoughts, the emotions, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't help mm-hmm. it. Well, that came from your mother. She couldn't help herself. She got it from her mother. And when you realize mm-hmm. you cannot help yourself, you forgive your mother. And when you do that, God will forgive you and take those your mother's identity away from you and give you back yourself.
So just blocking her is not a good thing?
Well, yeah, you can block her, but you must forgive it. Blocking her is not going to take away the spirit that she put inside of you by making mm-hmm. you angry when you were a kid, right? Controlling you or whatever, feeling sorry for. Blocking her is not going to stop that. The only way you're going to overcome her is mm-hmm. you got to, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And God mm-hmm. will forgive you. And you still can block him, but just don't be angry.
Because you know how sometimes like I say it and I just have these negative thoughts. And I'll be like, yo, why am I thinking all of this bull crap. Like, I think about stuff that has no substance, and then I find myself being mad about stuff that happened years ago.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, I'm starting to realize, like, yo, it's corny. And it's like, I feel like it's distracting me from growing. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
It's real lame. Like, I'm trying, I don't want to be a beta male, man. I don't want to be that.
Don't be a beta.
I don't want to be that. I want to be peaceful, man.
Well, you got to forgive your mother.
Yeah.
You got to face her,
mm-hmm.
either by FaceTime or if you can talk to her one-on-one, but you got to forgive her. And then you can be done with her. You don't owe her anything. You have no obligation toward her or anything, except that you must return to the Father. And the way you return to the Father is by forgiving your mother and then forgiving your father for not protecting you from your mother.
Because, you know, it was more easier for me to forgive my father.
Right? Yeah.
My father wasn't really there for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, the situation with him and my mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't really don't know because I'm 37 now. But I talked to him and I told him, I said, yo, listen, man, I don't have no type of issues with you. Like, even though you wasn't there, like, you still my pops. I still love you.
Come back closer to your phone.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
I felt like it's more easier for me. It was more easier for me to forgive my father.
Yeah.
Than my mother. I was like, why is it like this? Like, I get all nervous by you telling me, like, I got to call her and go to her. Like, I just got nervous like a little kid.
Yep. And the reason for that is because you have anger toward her. You're angry at her. And anyone that has anger, whomever made you angry, they control you. You become afraid of them.
Wow.
You're only
afraid. And that's true.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really that simple, huh?
Uh-huh. And you're only afraid of her because you resent her. You have anger. And I promise you, once you forgive her, the anger will disappear, and you will not have fear, the spirit of fear. The fear of anger will be taken away, and as a result, fear will be taken away from you as well. You will have no fear.
Mm-hmm. Man, thank you, man. I'm about to get to it, man, because I don't like feeling like this. Like, I feel like a sucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm not fully flourishing until I get over this part of my life, you know what I mean?
And who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm Taiwan. My name is Taiwan, but my friends call me Wolf.
Okay, so that's your name. Who are you?
I'm a human, right?
So you have a body. Who are you?
Wow. I really don't know, sir. That's crazy. I mean, I guess I'm a human being, right?
You have a body, right, but you're not your body. Who are you?
I don't even know how to answer that. Nobody never asked me that before.
And did you think that you knew who you were before I asked the question?
Yeah.
And who?
I never thought about it because you just, I feel like you are who you are. Like, I guess I'm a dad.
So you have a child, but who, you have a child, and who are you, though?
Wow. I've never been stuck before on a question, sir.
Well, I want you to smoke on it, and when you... And when you realize who you are, let me know.
Listen, man, I really gotta come to Cali to come check you, man. I gotta come out there. I definitely wanna have a one-on-one conversation with you, man, because you just got my brain just like, what? Who am I? Like, I'm not a human being. Like, I'm a body, right? I guess, right?
Yeah,
what?
And you're not your body.
I'm not my body. I guess I got to go back on the drawing board then.
That's right. And let me know. Are you familiar with doing the silent prayer?
You know what, Kate? I never did it before. I've been watching you for probably like a year. but I never did it. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I highly recommend that if you really want to be free and you want to see, you want to get to know who you got to be able to see. So I highly recommend you start doing the silent prayer. Forgive your mother, face your mother, do the silent prayer, and you will wake up. You'll be able to see, and when you're able to see, you will know who you are.
Okay. Wow. This has been good. This has been a good little 5-minute conversation right here.
Right on.
Hoping to be up. Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
So Callus, over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, it simply means they had the same mindset.
Oh, the biblical question?
BQ.
Okay. I and my father are one. What does that mean?
The same mindset, he says.
Thank you for your response. I'll put my little tooses in on Sunday. Thank you.
Shout out to So Callus. Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jesse. Just want to respond to the idiot named Ardeen yesterday, who called and said most teachers are good and some homeschool kids are behind in the grades. She has no idea what she's talking about. 95% of teachers are on psych meds. Homeschool children's scores are much higher than public school.
Yeah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You're absolutely right. And thanks for that reminder, because I forgot about that. That is so true. And I met and talked to some amazing teachers and homeschool kids, and they are like way above public school kids, for sure. Thank you, Julie. Amazing.
I don't know where she got the 95%.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the percentage.
Psych meds thing.
Right. I don't know the percentage on that, but I do know that the kids are smarter than the public school kids.
Might be just an exaggeration.
But what the
90%? Or it might be a real number. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about the number, but thank you, Julie.
Shout out. Deplorable Dave bought a couple of coffees. He's from Rosamond, California. Jesse, I want to ask.
Ask!
When you put your so-called 2 cents on Sundays, no apostrophe over when you say Sundays, are you telling us the 100% correct answer to the BQs, or are you still learning yourself on some of them?
Amazing. I'm telling you the truth about them.
Jesse, I want to ask.
Ask!
When you... Oh, he gave the same coffee twice, perhaps.
Thank you.
Thank Appreciate you, sir.
It. Yeah, thank you.
Ben from Australia, biblical question.
When Jesus said, I and my Father are one, what does that mean?
Jesus is one with his Father because he is 100% subordinate to his Father and has died to his ego. Even if Jesus is God, he is eternally subordinate to his Father, says Ben from Australia.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate your input on that. All the way from Australia, heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. Thank you, Ben. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, bought a few coffees. Biblical question?
When Jesus said, I and my Father are one, what does that mean?
They have the same spirit and mindset, also with the, oh, well, that's his answer to that. And then he says, also with the S something X part with my wife, although we do use it at least once a week, now it's once a month. I noticed it weakens the not me, and it keeps her wanting to control.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
I'm black and very, very slow, says Isaiah, but I love the truth.
Right on.
Capital T truth.
You gotta love the truth.
And would love to work with Bond. How to apply it? Also, I live in Milwaukee. Would I have to move?
Send your resume or something to rebuildingaman.com.
/contact. There's a contact form, email address. RebuildingTheMan.com/contact.
And you never know. You may be able to work from Baltimore. You just never know. Things comes and We reach out for help as needed. So we'll definitely hold on to your resume. And you just never know. Amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, says, also, you're so right about everything is fake.
Yeah.
My fake kids and fake wife, but I still love them. This is a tip. Hope you're tippy now. Laughing face with tears and a heart.
You're right, man. It is amazing how everything is fake. It's not real. Even the love is fake. No such thing as love. Human beings don't love one another. What the? Human beings do not love one another. You can bank on that one. And relationships are fake. Friendships are fake. So-called love is fake. Everything fake. And the sooner you know that, the freer you will become. Come to life. Come to reality. Whatever you want me, whatever you need me. Come to life. Come to reality. Whatever you want me, whatever you...
It's a good song.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No fear, just faith bought a coffee. The father of the 15-year-old female shooter at the Christian school, according to No Fear, Just Faith, will be charged with a crime because he gave his daughter shooting lessons at a sportsman's club, knowing that she had mental problems and was seeing a therapist. She had a disturbing fascination with other school shooters before her deadly rampage. Her father put her through a hell of his own making. The law will hold him accountable to satisfy the anger of the victims. So predicts No Fear, Just Faith. I haven't heard in the media whether they will or not.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything like that at all.
God help us all.
Amazing. It is interesting when you see females committing school shooting. It's different. And that's because women are trying to be like men. And so instead of becoming all woman, they become man. Amazing. Thank you. But I'm not aware of what's going to happen or the father teaching that or anything like that. But we'll see what happens. Thank you very much.
JSM on X, the live stream on X. Jesse, stay blessed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Falcon Ing on Twitch. JLP Talk on Twitch. Did you know?
Romans, you got to know how to Twitch.
Romans 2:1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things.
Absolutely. The one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, when you judge others, you're judging yourself. You are burdened. You are being condemned. You're bringing it all on you. We were not created to judge. The commandment says, don't judge. God said, don't judge. Why you got to go and forgive mama? If judging was fine, you wouldn't have to go and forgive mama so you could be free. Mama and daddy. But you want to judge, you stay in your misery, or you can be free. You can live a life without judging with thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, and emotions. You can live free without judging. Isn't that amazing? It's interesting that you can live free without judging. Who would have thought? Thank you very much. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee.
Isn't that interesting? You can live free without judging.
Yeah. It sounds nice.
Are you doing it? You don't sound like you're doing it.
That is the assignment this week.
Yeah. Are you living free without judging?
Yeah. Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question response.
Okay.
The undivided mind is of God. What's the tether?
Oh, the biblical question?
Yeah.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
Once the tether to all false identities is severed and everything falls away with the devil, the only spirit remaining is God. Jesus does all he can to show us it has and always been this way. One sinner's commentary on the BQ to complicate this question, Jesus often refers to himself as the Son of Man. What the?
Amazing. Thank you. Hold there, Hank.
Okay, we'll get to the rest of them.
Yeah.
Later.
Thank you all. Amazing. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Stephen, a first-time call out of Maryland. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, Stephen.
How are you, sir?
All is well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks.
I'd like to ask a question. What's the name of that plantation you was born on?
I'm sorry?
I'd like to know the name of the plantation you was born on.
Comer Hill Plantation. C-O-M-E-R. Comer Hill Plantation. C-O-M-E-R-H-I-L-L Plantation. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That sounds like an Italian name.
It was
anyway.
I miss those days. I wish those days would come back again.
I was back in those days. I don't want those days back.
Why not?
All the stuff I went through.
What you went through?
I went south when I was in the Air Force. I was an air traffic controller. That you said black people couldn't do, remember?
Go ahead.
I spent 20, 30 years in the Air Force. I have a white wife. At least I had one. She died 2 years ago.
Are you black?
Yes, sir.
And so you had a white wife. So don't you wish those days to come back again?
No.
You had a white wife, man.
Okay. She died. She's gone.
She's dead.
Yep, she's dead. Another question I'd like to ask you, Mr. Jesse. When were you ordained being a preacher?
And where?
When?
34 years ago.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you go to school or did God do it?
God did it.
Okay. Another question, man.
Preacher who go to school to learn what God would have them say are not called by God. They have been called by their mama.
Their mother?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they have to go to school, because they got to be taught instead of taking it one day at a time and let God guide them. But let me ask this because of time. You said that you didn't wish that those days would come back again. But yet you said some amazing things. You said you were in the Army or the military. You were an air traffic controller. You were married to a white woman. It sounded like you had it made, but you had like something bad happened to you.
When I was coming up, yes. But I was segregated against.
What?
I was segregated against.
So how were you able to get a white woman?
I was in Germany at the time.
Oh, you got your white woman from Germany?
Yes, she was a Nazi. Well, I call her Nazi because she's born in Germany.
Oh.
But she's only 2 years older than me.
And she was older than you?
Yeah, 2 years.
And did you bring her to America?
No, at the end, after I got out. And after my 30 years.
Really? How old are you?
87.
Wow, you're old.
I'm older.
And so why don't you wish those days come back again? You like the way things are now?
Beg your pardon, I didn't understand you.
Do you like the way things are now?
I still can't understand. Something wrong with your phone, or my phone, one.
Are you able to hear me?
No.
How do you know that I asked, were you able to hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
You like the way things are now or back then?
I like it on now.
Really? Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm enjoying my life. I'm having a good time.
Right on. And you should at 80, man. I wish you well. Call me again. I got to take a break.
Okay.
And call me again.
All right.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Someday she'll come along and she will be fine. That girl I love. Okay, announcement. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Amazing. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m. today. For personal shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Birthdays, weddings, congratulations, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'll do the shout out for you. Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas. Let me go quickly to the busy phone. Let me go first to Aman out of India. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
I had a question regarding the... You said something in the last Bond Church, like... whoever overcome, like, they will get their name changed by God or something. You didn't, I didn't hear the whole thing or the explanation. Can you elaborate on it?
Yeah. When I said that, I was referring to, there was this guy in the Bible. He dealt with the devil and he defeated the devil. And when he defeated the devil, God changed his name. And I said to the people, you defeat the devil, God will change your name. But I was kind of joking about that. Maybe he will. You just never know. But it was a joke.
But I also like, because the reason why, like, I don't see it as a joke is, like, I also heard, like, in the movie, I saw, like, Jesus saying that from now on, your name would be Peter the Rock or something.
Right.
To one of the disciples.
Yeah.
And he changed his name, kind of.
Yes.
So I felt like you are saying truth, but I'm just not understanding, like, why would God change the name when he is the one who named everybody?
I wouldn't put much thought into it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. If you need to understand it deeper or clearer, it will be made clear for you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Amar.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Ardeen, asked Ardeen to call back. We ran out of time yesterday from Colorado. Ardeen, welcome back to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Arnie.
Thank you. Thank you. On what we were talking about yesterday.
Were you naughty or nice this year?
Half and half.
You're half naughty and half nice?
I'll get some coal in my stocking. Definitely. Yes, it's going to be there.
Amazing.
But, hey, I'm not looking for presents. I'm too old for presents. Presents are over and done with. It's like those days. Oh, many moons ago.
When are children too old to receive presents? You know, adult children, at what point should the parents stop giving them Christmas presents?
Never. They're your kids. You want to give them stuff.
No, I mean, like, once
as
they
become... my kids believe in Santa Claus?
I'm talking about once they become an adult. Once you become an adult, should your parents still give you gifts?
I do. I give my children gifts, yeah.
But they're not children. They're grown-ups.
Yeah.
And so why do you give them gifts and they are adults now?
Same reason I give my brother gifts. My brother's, he's going to be 68. I give presents to people at the Christmas time. It's a joyous time for me, and I want to give them something that I show them that I love them. It's no problem.
Oh, so that's why there's no end to gift giving, because you love them?
Yeah, I want to give them things that, well, my daughter, they're both teachers, so they're running into financial problems right now, and so her and her husband, I'm giving them money as a gift this time to help them out. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as far as the school system, I'm 100% behind the schools. I think they serve a purpose.
You support the public school or homeschooling? Homeschool.
Both.
Which is your preference?
Preference? Whatever works for the family.
And that would be homeschooling there, right?
It depends. Depends, because sometimes the parents are not educated enough and dedicated enough to sit with the children basically about 7 hours a day. It's a rough, to homeschool, it's hard. It's very, you have to be very, very, very dedicated to education. That means you put food on the side. You don't worry about doing the meals. You don't worry about doing the laundry. You don't worry about all the other stuff because you're sitting with your children, educating your children. It takes a lot. And right now with homeschooling, they're not so much, they're doing a joint effort because they're realizing how involved it is. So it's a co-op, basically, where they get together and they have speakers coming. People that are...
But when you send them to public school, you're traumatizing them.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, that's all that happens.
Depends on how you're raising your child.
No.
Huh?
Public school, it's a trauma to send your children to a public school today.
Right now, with the shootings, I do agree with you there. Yeah,
even before the shooting, it's a trauma to send your child to a public school today. It's a sign that the
parents... Then you go and address the trauma.
It's a sign that
you
the
go
parents...
go to the administrators.
It's a sign that the parents do not love the children.
That's not a sign of that. Public schools basically are there. We need to have a free society. We need an educated society. If we do not have education in a co-op involvement for education, we will not have a free society in the United States. It will not happen.
But if you notice that, the more you send your children to a public school today, whether it's high school or college, we are losing the free society because the kids are coming out traumatized.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I don't see it.
They support. No. They come out. They are against the parents. They support abortion.
No.
They support transgender.
No.
They support.
No, 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 no.
They're lazy. They can't read, they can't write.
They've been brainwashed
about
it.
They've been brainwashed about America. They've been brainwashed about white people. And they shout.
How have they been brainwashed by America?
And they shout about America, I mean. And they shout death to America.
Okay.
And they shout death to America.
Okay, first off, now I remember, now we're the same age. I'm 73. I'm assuming you're right. Okay. Now, Never assume what? That we're the same age? You've told me. You've said to people in the past that you're in your 70s. You were born, I think, in 48, I think. I was born in 52. So you were in the same ballpark. I remember very well protesting during our good old days. I remember very well doing that. Let's bring up Vietnam. I remember that well. I remember Nixon. What did he do? Oh, yeah, Kent State. I remember that one, too. It's like, okay, we've done. That's actually a way of children that age that we're dealing with, the preteens, the teens, the young adults. That is an age of rebellion. It's in the DNA.
R.D.,
they
R.D.,
have to pull away.
R.D.
What? Yes, what?
You need to pay attention to what's happening in the world.
I am.
No, you're not.
I very well am.
No, you're not.
How am I not? Why am I not?
Because you're blind.
No, I am going blind. You are right. I am macular degeneration. That's true.
You but, have what? Yeah,
I can still listen. Huh? I have macular degeneration. I mean, that's why I had to pull out of school, not teach anymore.
Well, I don't.
Because I can't see the paper. Huh?
Oh, okay.
I'm physically going blind. But go on, go on.
In denial in that public school.
No, I'm not.
The public school.
I was there. No,
hold
I was
on.
There.
Adi.
I saw firsthand.
Adi.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Hold on. Calm down.
You calm down. You're the one out of the.
Adi.
Okay, go on.
Adi. Adi. Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah.
The public school is traumatizing the children, and in parents, and parents who send their children to public schools, they're doing it because they hate their children, and they're not teaching the children to read and write and do arithmetic. They're not teaching the children how to be independent thinkers. They're enslaving them to brain.
When's the last time
they're
you
enslaving
said put it
them
in school?
They're
when's the last time you said put in
Adi,
public school?
Adi, they're brainwashing them.
I'm asking a question.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
I'm talking. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm speaking. Hold on.
Yes, I'm listening.
They're brainwashing the children, and the kids are coming out, and they have turned against America. They're the socialists. Lost nutheads. They're dumb.
What's the definition of socialism?
The school, the public school.
You're wrong, first off. And can I ask a question, sir?
Yeah, yes.
When's the last time you stepped foot in a public school?
It's been a while, and I hope never to do it again. Because you
that's
walk
where you don't you, know.
You're
okay,
walking,
right there, right there.
You're walking into hell.
First off, you can't walk into schools anymore. You have to be buzzed in. But second
you're
off,
walking into hell.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're,
you
no,
are.
You're not. I was in a school. I'm going blind now, so I can't do it. But I was walking into school last year. So, and I saw it every day.
But
you're
a woman.
Every day.
You a woman. You don't know right from wrong.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Uh-uh.
I'm a child of God. Yes, I do know that. Yes.
Why are you saying you're a child of God?
Because I am.
Why are you saying that?
Because I am.
Why are you saying you're a child of God?
I know Jesus, and I know God.
And what do you know about him?
I know Jesus.
What do you know about him?
I know that he is our Savior.
What do you know about him?
That he came down here to be our Savior. God came here in the form of Jesus to be our Savior. I believe in the Holy Trinity.
God, so see, I told you, you lost. There's no such thing as a Holy Trinity.
Oh, my gosh. You're judging me, aren't you? Oh, my God.
I'm not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you are.
No.
How could you say I'm lost?
Where did you get the idea that there's a Holy Trinity? Where did that come from?
Because I was taught the Trinity. I feel comfortable with that. I like the Trinity. If it works with the way that I
Who
think,
taught you
I
that there's something called Jesus, the Trinity?
The Catholic Church.
And you believed it.
But now I'm not non-denominational. Yeah, I still stayed with the Catholic Trinity. Yes, I did.
But
that. I like that.
You have never seen.
As far as worshiping.
You have never seen a Trinity in the Bible.
I believe that God came down here in the form of Jesus.
R.D.
And I believe the Holy
Spirit
is in everybody.
You have never seen the Trinity in the Bible.
Okay, fine.
Have you?
Your version of it, fine.
Have you ever seen that in the Bible?
That's your version of it. It's your version. It's your,
no,
I'm not going to discuss the Bible with you.
No. I'm asking, have you ever seen the Trinity in the Bible?
I've seen it spoken as far as Jesus, New Testament, God.
You're
Old
not
Testament,
answering my question.
Or Holy Spirit.
Have you ever seen
Verbatim, no. Trinity,
so
no.
So
I've never
why
seen
do
that.
You believe okay. it then?
Same reason you eat pork.
Why do you believe it then?
Because I want to believe it.
Why?
The same reason you want to believe you can eat pork.
Why do you want to believe it?
Because I feel comfortable with it in my heart. For 73 years, I feel comfortable with it.
But
it
why do you would rather believe a lie over the truth?
If you want to judge me and say I'm believing a lie, go for it.
How's that judge you? I'm asking you a question.
But that means
I'm
you said that I lie. I believe in a
no,
lie.
No, I'm
That's
asking you.
Me.
No, I'm asking us. You would rather believe the truth or a lie?
I guess the lie.
And why?
Because I want to.
Why?
Problem solved.
Why?
Why do you eat pork? Why?
Why do you? Why would you rather believe a lie over the truth?
It's my call. I can do what I want to do, just like you can do what you want to do.
You're not acting like a grown up right now.
Yeah, I am.
No,
you're
not.
You're
not acting like a grown
up. Okay. Oh my gosh, you're judging me again. Yeah, that's two for one. Okay, let's go for more. What else?
RD, I got to run.
Bring it on.
I got to run. I can't play no more. I got to run. Thank you. Let me go to. There's a lot. I can't play no more, RD. Call me another day when you want to play. I run out of time. I can't play. I got to go back in the house. let me go to Gabe out of Austin, Texas. Gabe, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Gabe.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Gabe.
Hey, sir. Sir, I was just going to respond to your biblical question.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What did that mean?
Yes, sir. I think it means that they're, a couple other people mentioned that they're of the same mindset. But it's like a married couple, you know, like they're one, but they're two different people. So, but they're of like, you know, they're of the same team.
So you said they are of the same team, but they are one?
They are one of one agenda. Yes, sir.
Amazing. I want to respond to that, man, but I can't. It's an interesting statement you made.
Awesome, sir. Well, thank you so much, sir. It's been a pleasure. It's been a while since I reached out to you, and I wish you a Merry Christmas, sir, and God bless you for what you're doing.
And thank you for responding to the biblical question. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Let me go to Justin, a first-time caller out of, there's a line open, by the way, 888-775-3773. Justin, a first-time caller out of Nashville, Tennessee. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
This is definitely a doozy.
Amazing.
It says, I am my father one, and the immediate next line is, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. So, you know, things were getting crazy.
Are you responding to the biblical question?
Yes, sir.
When Christ said, I am my father a one, what does that mean?
I think it means that he is united to God in the love of God. Just like in chapter 17, when he's praying right before he's crucified, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the word may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given to them, and they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, and they be made perfect in one, and that the word may be that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
That's too long, man.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Piffy. But no, I appreciate it, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. That was a lot.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse, for everything you're doing.
You too, buddy.
I appreciate you.
Right on.
I love you, Jesse. Bye.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773, Alfredo, like Alfredo chicken, or Alfredo sauce over shrimps. Alfredo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Just calling to answer the biblical question.
Jesus said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
I think it means that he was possessed by the Father. I know for sure that it doesn't mean that he is God, because I think even we can be one with the Father once we're returned to the Father.
So you say you think he was possessed or obsessed with the Father?
Possessed, kind of like we're possessed by Satan.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Very.
Hey, I just want to comment. I would just like to comment real quick that I finally went and forgave my mother after 2 years of doing the silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
And it's awesome. And I was able to really see myself when I did it, how much of a beta I am. And I just want to say thank you for that, that I finally was able to do it.
And so what happened when you went to her?
Nothing much. She kind of like was pretending that... she didn't know what I was talking about, and then she proceeded to do what I was forgiving her about, trying to control my life. But yeah, she tried running away from it, but I was following her and still telling her, hey, I know that you couldn't help yourself,
right on.
Just like, you know, and stuff. And it was nice.
Right on, man.
So thank you.
You stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news. Not the fake news coming up right now. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as what? The Electoral College finally admits Trump won. They voted, and Trump won. Dominated. 312 to Kamala Harris is 378 or 278 or something lame like that. And China had a 9-hour spacewalk. Explain that, space deniers. China doesn't lie. China. And some other stuff going on in the world, including Disney, that cut a transgender storyline from their new animated series. What a mess. Total mess. Anyway, by the way, it's foggy in some parts across the south or somewhere. So watch out for that fog. Crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, December 18th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in and get on air for Manhood Hour. Even the ladies are allowed to call in during Manhood Hour, FYI. They're not banned from Manhood Hour, okay? Guys can call in during Female Monday, too, by the way. It is hate news, not fake news. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then later this afternoon, American Anchor, baby. Very cool. Tomorrow night is the Women's Forum, ladies. Third Thursday of the month, December 19th, 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. So be there or be Red Square. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, President-elect Donald J. Trump has received enough electoral votes to clinch officially the presidency, a major milestone that he reached when Texas's electors awarded him the state's 40 electoral votes. When Trump won the election back on November 5th, his victory was formalized yesterday, as presidential electors gathered across the country as part of the constitutional process to elect officially a president. They are called the Electoral College. It takes 270 of the 538 electoral votes to be elected commander-in-chief. Trump won 312 in November's election to vice president, cackling Kamala Harris's. Oh, it wasn't even 278, it was 226. Psh, he dominated her. He whooped that gal. Anyway, China says two of their astronauts completed a 9-hour spacewalk. What's a spacewalk? I think that's extravehicular activity when they go outside of the spaceship. On Tuesday, yesterday, breaking a U.S. record, Suze, and Song Lingdong, crew members of the Shenzhou 19, I don't know how to say 19 in Chinese, space flight, wrapped up the 9-hour extravehicular activity just before 10 p.m. Beijing time, according to the China Manned Space Agency. Previous record of 8 hours and 56 minutes was set by U.S. astronauts James Voss and Susan Helms, a woman, shout out, on March 12th, way back in 2001. Space is real, guys. Don't deny it. According to NASA, which I believe, it doesn't mean lies. NASA trumps the Bible. I'm kidding. This comes as China has mounted a significant effort to establish itself as a major player in space. China is aiming to become the second country after the United States to land on the moon, and has already unveiled a spacesuit for the mission set to take place by 2030. I thought China already landed something on the dark side of the moon. Was it China some years back? I thought I reported it on Hake News. So somewhere in the last 5 years or so. Anyway, here's the quote from far-left extremist off the deep end Disney. We recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms and timeline, announcing they've cut a transgender storyline from this animated story series. Win or lose. Sleazy. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's a mamma mia doozy. Christ said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What does that mean? What does that mean? I and my Father are one. Amazing. If you're busy doing whatever you're doing, cursing out someone right now, judging someone, trying to get revenge against someone, jealous of someone, depressed, suicidal thoughts, lonely, alcoholic, drug addict, whatever you may be, a fentanyl addict, selling fentanyl, selling people, buying people, whatever you might be doing, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can listen while you're doing what it is that you're doing, or just laying out on the beach, enjoying the sunshine. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, it's Wednesday. And the last hour of Wednesday has always been, let it be known, let it be written, let it be said. The last hour of the show on Wednesday is, and will always be, Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
At least three people are dead, including the shooter, and six others are injured after a teen opened fire inside of a small Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin.
The shooter has been identified as a 15-year-old female student of that school.
The trauma, it's a lot.
I heard gunshots and screaming, and it was all really scary.
I was screaming like, ah, my leg, help!
To be honest with you, I'm feeling a little dismayed now.
Wow. I thought you were supposed to be brave.
Every child, every person in that building is a victim.
I can be weak.
And we'll be a victim forever. These types of trauma don't just go away.
Weak.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community.
Very weak.
What a weak police. He black. What a mama. He all traumatized. Everybody in school was traumatized. It will always be traumatized. What? And he the police? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Do what you want, but I suggest men and women, if you want to be free, you must put first things first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all will be added. And nothing, that's all you got to do. Everything else is fake, and it's never going to make you have peace. You're never going to be happy. A fake happiness is not happiness. You want the real deal. But you got to put that first. And the hardest thing in the world for most people to do is to put that first. The hardest thing for most people to do is put that first. I tell my staff sometimes, because I'm paying attention, I know they're so unconscious, not even funny at times. So I tell them, okay, when you walk out that door to go through another door, be aware of yourself walking out that door. They're like, okay. And before they can get to the door, they're unconscious. There are people who can't even stay present for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I'm going to test it right now. So Hake is going to be coming in to do Super Chats in a minute. Hake, I want you to stay encourage you to stay present for 3 minutes. Stay conscious for 3 minutes. So from the time you come into the studio, sit down, and get ready to do the Super Chat, I want you to stay present that whole time, starting now. Tell Hate what I said in case you didn't hear me. He said feel like it's a setup. Nick, can you stay present for 3 minutes?
I'm going to go as long as Hake.
Okay, starting now, I want you to stay present for 3 minutes. Let's only go. 3 minutes.
I'm trying. I'm clenching my fists. I'm sweating, but I'm doing it.
Only three. If you can try to stay present 3 minutes, see what happens to you. I want to just update you on a story that we brought to you a while back. Some of you might remember there was this black guy in the court, and he jumped over the bench and went for the judge. He attacked the judge, right? Trying to attack the judge. And the judge was like, what the? Like, is you crazy? Well, we have an update on that story. First, I will remind you of the story. This is from 8 News Now. A judge sentenced the man who attacked another Las Vegas judge earlier this year at least 26 years in prison. You don't attack a judge? Is you crazy? So they sentenced this guy to 26 years in prison, saying that the incident was an attack on the entire judiciary. Watch this from 8 News Now.
I'm not a bad person. I'm not an evil person.
31-year-old Dioba Redden pleads for leniency before a judge sentences him for this. An attack on District Court Judge Mary Kay Holthus as she sentenced him in January on a charge of attempted battery. Redden running up and jumping over Holthus's bench.
I'm not making excuses for my actions. I'm saying I'm not a bad person. And I know that I did not intend to kill Mary Kay Holthus. I know I cared about her well-being.
Holthus and a courtroom marshal both injured in the attack, leading prosecutors to charge Redden with attempted murder. During trial in September, Redden agreed to plead guilty with the stipulation he's mentally ill.
I saw nothing but red, and I don't remember doing anything except for jumping on top of her and doing this to her robe. I was like, why are you doing this to me? That's what I wanted to ask her, if I think I know myself, but I'm not really sure.
I could hear that guy when they sentenced him that first time, whatever she said to him. She like, bitch. come on. No, have me come across this fence. This bitch. Amazing. Well, he got 26 years in prison now. The man cried in court as his attorney claimed he suffered from schizophrenia. Why is this eight news now?
He made a conscious decision to kill me and made every effort to succeed. If he had his way, he'd be facing a sentence of life without the possibility of parole for murder.
Prosecutors reading a statement from Holthus during Tuesday's sentencing read in crying as his attorney explained his client's years-long battle with schizophrenia.
This is a person that can and would be able to do it given the appropriate help from a psychologist and mental health counselor.
As she handed down her 26 to 65-year sentence, the judge in this case saying this attack was one on all judges.
It was not just retaliation for an attack upon Judge Holthus. It was also an attack on the judiciary.
With credit for time served, Redden will be eligible for parole in the 2050s. He'd be in his mid-50s by then. I'm David Charnes, 8 News Now.
Amazing. That man said he was turning red. He didn't know what he was doing. What the? And that same spirit that caused him to do that, it's the same spirit that caused the Biden administration to sell the wall, knowing that the Great White Hope is about to put it up. It's the same spirit. That same spirit that caused you to be jealous, envious, revengeful, hating people, hating yourself. It's the same spirit. The guy, I believe in when he said he turned red and he didn't realize what he was doing until it was over. Because when you have anger, you go unconscious. And in that anger, unconscious state of mind, you do things you regret later. You're like, what the? What made me do that? I didn't know what I was doing. I totally believe him. I believe him that he did not know what he was doing. And you don't know what you're doing either with anger. You don't know what you're doing because you think anger is normal. You know you got to be crazy to think. You're going to be schizophrenic again, like that man. Every angry person is schizophrenic. Schizophrenic. That's how you say it, hate.
Close enough. Schizophrenic.
Every human being is a schizophrenic right now. You're insane. You lost. And you're insane. And something else is driving you and making you think, and do the things you do. And then it makes you take credit for it. And you say, I don't know why I did it. I don't know what happened to me. Why did I do that? I said I would never do that. And I did it again. Because something else is driving you and you're too dumb to know it. You're too dumb, too lost to know it. Isn't that amazing? You're not in charge of yourself. Is you crazy? You are not in control of yourself. Plus, he got a bad name. They gave the guy a girl name. Deborah Redden. That's his name? His name, Deborah?
Mm-hmm. D-E-O-B-R-A.
That's Deborah?
I don't know how you pronounce it. Deobra? Deobra? I don't know how they pronounced it either.
Me either.
But when I look it up, I see females named that. And him.
My mama don't lie to you.
And he was bobbing his head. And he had that curly, girly hair. Saying, I didn't mean to do that.
Yobar? Deobra.
Deobra.
I'm told by Derek, my producer, it's pronounced Deobra.
Is he a reliable source?
Who, my producer?
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
But he said, yes, he got that from 8 News Now.
Nice.
Nice.
I trust him.
So, you got, this is manhood hour for men and women. You got to drop that anger. You got to seek the kingdom first before anybody or anything. And alone with no one, you got to do it alone. And you shall be free. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Who's on one? Hey.
Yes.
Did you stay country for 3 minutes?
I'm not sure.
Let me know.
I mean, I tried to pay attention a little bit. But then I forgot about it, but I was still paying attention.
You forgot about it in the 3 minute period?
Right, because I got engrossed in that, and I'm like, what about this name? And
but from the time you left your office and came into the studio,
yeah,
were you conscious?
I'm not sure. I was working.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it, when you're working, you can't, it's hard to stay conscious.
Yeah.
Because you have to do practical awareness then.
Yep.
Being aware of your work.
You can only focus on one thing at a time.
So let's be quiet for 3 minutes and see if you can stay conscious.
All right. I smiled and chuckled. That's not, that's sort of unconsciousness, right?
What?
Oh, I already lost the quiet game. I started to smirk because of the awkwardness, because I felt funny.
Yeah.
And that is sort of not staying there.
Right.
Hmm.
And you smile because you felt funny, and you covered up the funniness by smiling.
Right.
Oh, beta.
That's not very manly. It's manhood hour.
Amazing. Let me go to, who's on one? Isaiah out of Wisconsin. Isaiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Oh, well, so I was pretty much calling because about the comment or the statement you had, I think it was yesterday, you spoke about the, and today, about the name being changed in the Bible.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. About the name being changed, as far as like when God changes the name.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, sorry. My apologies.
No, go ahead. I hear you now.
So, from my understanding, is that God speaks about our names being written in the book of life.
Right.
Like he mentioned that to those who conquer, their names would be written in the book of life. Meaning like when they endure.
Right. Yes.
And that's kind of pretty much what happens with Peter, even Abram. Abram got changed to Abraham and so on and so forth, as far as in the Bible. And I'm sure you would you agree?
Yeah, I've heard about that before.
Okay.
But I was talking about, I'm trying to find this name of this guy. He fought with the devil. And he defeated the devil. And when he defeated the devil, his name was changed. Let's see here. I'm trying to find it as we speak.
Okay.
If I don't, I may have to give it to you a little later. Do you believe, so I understand that according to the Bible, that those who endure to the end, their name is written in the book of life.
Right.
That's what you're referring to, right?
Absolutely.
Isaiah 62:2-4 says, you will be called by a new name. No longer will they call you, what?
You want me to read this?
Yeah, read that.
You shall be called by a new name, something which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land be any more termed desolate, for the Lord delights in you.
And so, that makes sense, Isaiah?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty much everything you've been speaking about on how like pretty much on us not being the real us.
Right.
And that's exactly that. And I also noticed like in the very beginning, like in Genesis, when God made everything, He said that everything was good. And I realized then I realized that everything was good because it had His spirit. So everything was of God. Everything was good. And then after everything had happened with the fall, that's when everything became like, you know, evil in a sense. And then after procreation, it's like everybody was given a name by their parents, which is their parents was of evil. And then they changed. And then later, that's when, people's names got changed when they were of God again, reborn again, of the Father.
Amazing. Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I also noticed that about Jesus, I noticed this in myself, like how, like far as the donkey, how he became poor, poverty, excuse me, I can't pronounce the word right now. But anyways, he was poor. He was made low and poor and I realized the reason why he rode on donkey and all those things, because of the ego, it's everything you speak about. And I noticed in myself that when I have like a new car or something like that, I won't say myself, but you know, like for conversation's sake, but it's more like I notice the evil in me gets how he responds to having like just like things of this world. It's like it just brings the evil more out of us. Like I can see it even more how like how it's like it'll like look down on others type of thing, or I don't know how to pretty much word it, but I can see like that makes total sense on why. Yeah, he didn't want anything, or he rolled on a donkey and all that good stuff. Because
who gave him that donkey?
Oh, sorry.
Who gave Jesus that donkey, that mule?
He asked one of the disciples to go and get the donkey so that the scriptures could be fulfilled.
Oh, and that's like asking for a donation.
The Lord needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a donation. Yeah, he said the Lord needed the donkey,
and that's right. When
the scriptures were fulfilled, like that, as Isaiah prophet, Isaiah had promised.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And no problem. Well, thank you for giving me your time.
Right, I appreciate that as well. And Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right,
you take care.
You
God
too.
God bless.
All right. Amazing. Slim is out of Maryland. First time caller out of Maryland. Slim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Slim.
All right. I wanted to answer the biblical question from last week as well as this week.
Oh, I can't remember. What was last week?
The biblical question, the one from last week was, did God find you or did you find God?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So.
Did God find you or did you find God?
Yeah. And your biblical questions, I usually just take them and think about them. You know, I usually don't call in. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half now. So as far as this question, I did not find God. This journey, I just found myself on this journey. I didn't go out looking for God. I didn't, you know, have this deep desire to, you know, find myself or this just like God just brought me here. Like the way I found you, you know, it was off of YouTube and, you know, I've been on a journey like this my entire life, you know, back in high school.
I know.
I was, you know, I got into the Black Israelite thing and, you know, thought that was, you know, the way to go. And shortly I found out that wasn't the way to go. You know, it's just so much negative stuff. And the way they present themselves is just anger. It's all anger. So,
yeah, I
got away from that real fast. And just, you know, it's you can't search for God. That's impossible. I literally just found myself here, and it's hard. No, I don't think nobody would ask for this, to be aware of yourself and to battle with the things that go on in my mind all the time.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's very hard.
Did you just hear the hate can even stay cutting for 3 minutes?
So I just found myself here, man. But it's one of the best things. It's you know, I've grown so much from, and not the things you've taught me, but it's like you showed me things I already knew.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So yeah, so you are a blessing, man. I don't idolize you. I don't worship you, but I respect you. And I definitely want you to keep doing what you're doing as long as you can do it.
I will. Thank you, man. I appreciate
definitely.
That.
Oh,
and then you want to respond to the new biblical question. I and my father are one. What does that mean?
That means they are of the same spirit. And it's just like the dude who called before, and he read that long Bible passage. And throughout the whole Bible passage, all it said was, God and Jesus are of the same spirit, and anybody who wants it can get it as well. Anybody who wants to be of the God spirit can get it, but you got to want it, and you got to work for it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Wow, yep. I want to put my 2 cents in on that, but I got to wait until Sunday.
No problem, man. No problem. And I definitely, I'm gonna call you back later. I forgave my mother, did the whole thing, but that's a longer conversation we're gonna need to have.
Amazing. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you, man. Love you, and keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And don't forget to call me back and let me know. I want to find out what's happening when you went to your mother.
I will. I will.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right,
bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Evil, says Tony, does not see itself in others. But the good does see evil, and the evil does see good. The dark sees the light shining bright, enamored by it, admires it, envies it. But the light shining so bright pays no mind to the dark, pays no heed to it. Till the darkness attaches itself to the light, then the light's fully aware of the darkness, and thus...
Keep it piffy!
Thank you, sir.
Who that?
Tony.
Tony, keep it piffy. What the... Thank you. Appreciate it.
Much obliged.
Yeah, thank you.
Valerie bought a coffee. Men who have anger have no love.
For sure. For sure. Thank you.
Ryan bought a coffee towards the grant.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Faithful supporter.
We have a grant, a chalice grant going, folks. Donors said, Jesse, I'll give up to $50,000 if you can raise $50,000 for your to run your company. And I said, oh, okay. And so we're on our way. So go to rebuildingtheman.com and donate to the challenge grant. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BARN. Thank you.
Elias bought a coffee. Jesse, Big Mama need to hear you say Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Bro, what the?
Big Mama Michelle, what the? Thank you. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish that and your phone call. Thank you all so much.
The treasure chest is going to be open on DLive right now.
Now open right now. Back in a moment. So listen up. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I've encouraged you to educate yourself on gold. And some of you haven't done it yet. What are you waiting for? Get your free gold info kit from GoldCo. All right, what are you waiting for? Get your free GoldCo kit from GoldCo. It's your job to be aware. You always hear me say, know for yourself. Don't just take my word at it or anyone's word. Know for yourself. So it's your job to be aware spiritually and financially. So go check out GoldCo. All right, we have a special promo for my listeners. GoldCo and I have an agreement going. It's like, Jesse, for your listeners, qualified accounts receive an instant match. Instant match and bonus silver. Right away. Instant match and bonus silver. Instant match and bonus silver. So I recommend you learn more about it by going to JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. And remember, tell them that Jesse sent you. Amazing. It's Christmas time in the city. Merry Christmas. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. on fire. On fire for the Lord. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. A genius. He has always been a genius and will always be it. When he was a kid, his parents thought he had that traumatic disease thing, Alzheimer's or something. But they were about to put him on the yellow short bus. But then they realized he was genius. So they put him on the long bus. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Check out our merch. The sale is still going on. It is still happening through this whole holidays, all through December. Bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch this month. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. Let me go to the busy phone. 888, and then we'll get back to the super chest. I want to finish up the one we stopped our ache. Gabe out of Texas. Gabe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Why should we accept Christianity, specifically your version of Christianity, that makes claims disproven by modern science?
Gabe. Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yes. Why should we accept Christianity, specifically your version of Christianity, when it makes claims that's proven by modern science.
Why should you accept Christianity when it makes claim by modern science?
That's proven by modern science.
You shouldn't accept it. Are you like Allah or Abba person?
No, I'm an atheist.
You're an atheist?
Yes.
And why are you an atheist?
Because the Bible makes specific claims that's proven by modern science.
What do you mean
there
by that?
There is no global flood.
What do you mean by that?
There has never been a global flood. Adam and Eve never existed. There was never a Tower of Babel. The Genesis story contradicts what we know in modern science.
How do you know that?
How do you know which one? You have to be more specific.
How do you know all those things you just ran off about what the Bible say? How do you know they're not true?
Because modern science has proved it.
But modern,
you have to be more specific.
But modern science lie.
Prove it.
What?
Prove it. Give me empirical, objectively verifiable, observable, repeatable, something like this.
You're speaking too fast.
And collect a Nobel Prize.
You're speaking too
fast.
Can
you give me, can you get a Nobel Prize for your position?
A Nobel Prize?
Yes, a Nobel Prize for science for your position. That your position is true and that modern science is wrong.
Because modern science, they hate God. And so they're going to do all they can to try to prove or deny.
How can you know what they're in their mind? How can you tell what every scientist has in their mind? Can you read their mind?
No, but I know the truth, and I know when they're lying to me.
Can you prove that you have the truth using empirical, objectively verifiable, observable, repeatable test of evidence?
What?
Can you prove that your position is true using empirical, objectively verifiable, observable, repeatable, testable evidence?
What is he saying? Hold a minute. I want Hay to interpret for me. What is he saying? What else? Can you do what?
He wants you to show observable, repeatable, objectively prove that your Christianity is right and that science, modern science, hates God.
Oh, no, I don't. You're not supposed to prove anything to anyone about God. Either you,
then why should we believe you?
You shouldn't. Don't believe me.
Okay.
And you can just stay lost.
So you can just stay lost. Prove that I'm lost.
I'm sorry?
Prove it. Prove that I'm lost.
You have anger. You're lost.
Prove that I'm angry.
You are angry.
Prove it.
I'm proving it right now. You're acting out.
No, you're not. Use empirical, objectively verifiable, observable, repeatable, testable evidence that I'm angry.
No, you are angry without a doubt.
Prove it. Can you read my mind?
No, I see it by your actions.
Can you read minds? Can you read minds, Jesse Lee Peterson?
Why don't you drop
your
anger?
You have a mechanism.
Why don't you drop?
Do you have a mechanism? Do you have a mechanism to read minds?
What?
Do you have a mechanism to read people's minds?
Am I wrong in that you're angry?
Yes.
Then why are you screaming?
Because you're lying.
And why are you screaming? Because if I am lying, why are you screaming about that?
Why are you lying to people online? Why are you lying
why
to people
are you,
on the show?
Why are you an atheist?
Because you have not proven your position to be true.
That's why you're an atheist?
Because you have not proven your position to be true or any other Christian.
But why are you...
Prove your position to be true.
Why are you...
Prove your position to be true, and I will become a Christian right now.
No, I'm not going to prove it. Stay in your hell. I don't want you to be a Christian.
Then why do you have a show promoting your garbage religious ideology?
Well, it's not for you.
Then who is it for?
It's not for you. Why do you listen to it?
Why do you have it?
Why do you listen to it?
Why do you have it?
Why do you listen to it?
Why do you have it?
Why do you listen
to it?
Because
beliefs inform action.
Why do you
listen to it? Beliefs inform actions, and actions have consequences. And you're lying.
Why do you listen to it?
And it's so precious. I already told you right now. Why are you deaf?
Why do you listen to it?
Are you deaf? I already told you this.
You didn't tell me why.
Because beliefs inform actions, and actions have consequences.
Why are you so angry?
Because you're lying, just like you're lying about your sexuality, Jesse.
Why are you angry about it? You're not
telling
me.
What are you doing?
What?
Why are you gay, Jesse? Why are you in the closet?
You're not answering my question as to why you're so angry about it.
You're not answering my questions either, right?
Yeah.
I asked you for empirical objective.
Eight 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 773-773 Let me go to Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did my best. Juan out of Argentina. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Juan.
Do you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I call to tell you, sorry, I'm a little nervous. I called you to tell you a situation. Do you remember 4 years ago when the pandemic started?
When the Chinese virus happened?
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to take the shot, the vaccine, but after 2 years, I had to renew my driver license, and in that office, they told me that I needed to show the paper that I had received the vaccine.
So you had to renew your driver's license, and so you went down and they said you need to show that you took the vaccine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, I asked God for inspiration. I didn't know what to do. I had to renew my license. I went and I took the shots, the vaccines. For 6 months, I didn't thought about that. I was okay. But after a year, I don't know why, and this is my question for you a little bit. I don't know why, but I started to think about that. And I started to regret having taken the vaccine. And my mind doesn't leave me at peace right now. I am always thinking about that.
And why are you holding on to the thoughts about it? Why don't you let the thoughts go? Because that was then. This is now. Why won't you drop the thoughts?
Yes, that's the problem. The problem is that I am very hard on myself. When I went to the office, they didn't ask me for the paper. They told me that I needed to show the paper, but when I went to there to renew the license, they didn't ask me for the paper. And I felt like a fool.
You felt like a fool?
Yes.
So all that is over now. And all you're doing is you're listening to evil. Excuse me. You're listening to evil reminding you of something that doesn't exist now. It happened then, but that's not reality now. Why don't you drop it?
Because I don't know how to do it. I cannot control my thoughts. When I wake up, I think of that.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Oh, well, you got to start doing the silent prayer so you can practice being present. And so when those thoughts come, because they are of the devil, thoughts from the past are always evil. There is no past and there is no future, right? And the devil wants you to live in time with him to keep you away from now with God, teaching from the present. So do the silent prayer and just practice being aware. When those thoughts come, just see that they're there, but do nothing about them and they'll be taken away from you.
Man, sometimes the thoughts are really painful, and I had to lay on my bed for a while.
Right, right. But if you do the prayer and you become aware of them, they will be taken away. They're only painful because you're in the dark with darkness. And in the darkness of your mind is nothing but pain. There is no peace. So just start doing this. Yes. Just do the prayer and practice watching the thoughts. And don't call them you. They are not you at all. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So don't call it you and just let them pass.
Even the thoughts about the vaccine are lies.
Say what now?
Even the thoughts about the vaccine are lies.
Yes. It's over now. All you have is right now. That has passed. It doesn't exist anymore. So let it pass.
Okay. Okay. So I feel like I did something wrong in the past.
No, that's because you believe in it. That's because you believe in the thoughts. And the devil is telling you, oh, remember this and remember that. You were made a fool of. You did something wrong. They never asked for proof of vaccines at work and all that. He's just lying to you. It's all lies. Let it all pass. It's not true. It's impossible for the imagination to tell the truth.
So the proof that all that is lies, the proof that all that is a lie is that it's a thought.
Yes, absolutely. There's no truth in thoughts.
Okay.
So do the silent prayer. Well, start working on it so you can stop believing them. And for a while, you're going to believe it, but just realize those are not my thoughts. Those are not my feelings. Don't identify with them so that they can be taken away from you, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you, Shesley. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you need to get the crew together to make a song using your "What a Mess" soundbite. Hit would be a hit.
That's a good point. That's a good suggestion. What a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
See, Bill bought 5 coffees. Ryan from New Orleans is just like his mama. Mama's boys. Ha ha.
Thank you.
That was from last hour, I think.
Oh, okay.
JLP and crew, thank you for all you do. Merry Christmas. Hope you all come to Tennessee. Come to my church. Jackie, 3 coffees.
Absolutely. Thank you. If we're ever in Tennessee, we'll let you know. Thank you. And thanks for your support.
Subscribe to our mailing list, rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe, and put your physical mailing.
Yeah.
And then you can be on the mailing list.
Also, we have a new newsletter we're putting out. It's going out. It may be gone out already for the end of the year newsletter. We put those newsletters out maybe 2 or 3 times a year. And so a new newsletter is hitting the mail right now. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the newsletter, the Bond newsletter, go to rebuildingtheman.com and let us know and where you want to send it to. Or you can call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And let them know you want to get a copy of the newsletter, the free newsletter. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee last week's biblical question. I searched did you find God or did God find you? I searched for God and found only myself. I searched for myself and found only God. It's a quote from somebody.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Biblical question.
I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
I walk in my Father's will. My Father works through I or me.
Amazing. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kenny Bought a Coffee. The betas who call in and don't understand the difference between begging and asking for donations are like the betas who call their girlfriends mommy.
Amazing. They understand. They just don't want to help buy. Amazing. Thank you.
Daniel from Texas. Three coffees. Jesse, stop clinging to the Quran or the Quran. The Holy Trinity is all over the Bible. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, says Daniel from Texas.
Where's the Holy Trinity in the Bible?
It's not there. He's just using the three names and calling it the Trinity.
Oh, you're just making it up.
I say yes. Many, well, many such instances.
It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Word.
Yeah, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are there. But not the Trinity.
Right. There's no teaching of a Trinity. Did he say it was in the Quran or something?
No, he's accusing you of clinging to the Quran because the Muslims say that Jesus is not God. And so he thinks that since you say Jesus is not God, you sound just like a Muslim.
But Jesus didn't even say that he was God.
Right.
Is he Muslim too?
The Muslims say that he was a good Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Muslims started in 600 years later. Shout out.
600 years after Jesus?
I think so.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Amazing. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Joelle's Mexican cousin bought a diamond. When is the last time you saw a feminine woman?
Been a while. Well, a couple of ladies at the church are feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at the fellowships and at the women's meeting. Yeah, they're there for sure. Thank you.
Justin on Cash App. Jesse the Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. Thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
A rumble rant from Pastor Chatelet, a couple of them.
You gotta know how to rumble.
It says, science doesn't say anything, R-word caller. E-tard Ray caller. Scientists do. This is an appeal to authority fallacy and a massive category error. Let this caller know I'm his Hunkleberry. We'll gladly debate him on his science. 10-1 odds. Dude refuses. Beta.
I don't know if he'll be able to debate you because he's so excitable, it's hard to calm him down. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Elias, five coffees. You deserve $777 billion, bro. We love you. No homo. Houston, Texas.
Thank you. Amazing. And thanks for your support. Thank you.
Mike Young, not biblical question. I just saw Mike Young. And since I wasn't present, I said biblical question. Hey, Jesse, I know you're familiar. I know you're familiar with the lyrics from this song from the 60s. The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love her man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play. Sorry, Mike Young. I couldn't read that with a straight face.
I don't know the lyrics to it.
I know the lyrics to the other song that he referenced yesterday. I'll send it to you, Jesse.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Shout out to Joelle's Mexican cousin, Groovy Monkey. Oh, yeah. Groovy Monkey gave a diamond saying, when the atheist calls back, ask him if he streams my mom. Hopefully that's not something bad.
I know.
Thank you, Groovy Monkey. Maybe I should refrain. Games for Rec, Potleaf, and the rest of the supporters over on the DLive crew, shout out to Pastor Chatelet, Urinal Chills, and many others on the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe. Oh, yeah, someone's bought three coffees. Prove it! Laughing faces. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
What? No. Thank you all. Amazing. I do appreciate it. Listen, do what you want. Stay in your hell or be free. Get on that straight and narrow path and just stay there. Go within and live from within. Not without, but from within. Forgive your mama and your daddy and God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingAMan.com/prayer, right? And no matter who, nobody else wants it, that's on them. Let them live in their hell. Don't be angry. Drop the anger. Anger separates you from truth, from God. Drop the anger. Just drop the anger. All right? And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. And the ladies' meeting tomorrow night. But it's Bible Thumper Thursday. All right? Stay with it, folks. You're going to be amazed at what you don't know and the life that you will have right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. All right, the Hake Report coming up now. The Hake, HakeReport.com. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Amazing calls today. Amazing show. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Caller Rick out of Hampton, and the caller just dropped, and the ones that are coming in, I can't take the call. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back there. Take care. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa. Can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.